Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. One of the hazards that we face living in California is earthquakes. Unlike the hurricanes that have been impacting other parts of the nation, earthquakes strike without warning. That's why it's so important to practice what to do during an earthquake. Practicing when you're calm and your mind is clear is the best way to make sure that you'll do the right thing during the stress of a real earthquake. Fortunately, if you grew up in California, then you probably did earthquake drills in school at least once per year. If you didn't grow up in California, and don't worry, you can practice your earthquake drill this Thursday during the Great California Shakeout. This statewide drill will occur at 10:18 in the morning. If you forget the time, just remember that it's the same numbers as the date. In other words, the date is October 18 or 10:18, and the drill happens at 10:18 in the morning. Consider setting an alarm to both remind you of the drill as well as trigger your participation. You can tune to any local radio station since many of them will be announcing the drill on air. Google California Shakeout to get more information and to register for the shakeout. Here's what to do during the drill to practice for what to do during a real earthquake. When the drill starts, drop down to the ground if it's safe for you to do so, cover your neck and head with your arm, and if a sturdy table or desk is nearby, slide under it and hold on. The most important thing is to stay in one spot and don't try to walk. The further you move in a real earthquake, the more likely you are to be injured. One way to remember what to do during an earthquake is to remember the phrase, drop, cover, and hold on. Note that if you're in a wheelchair, then lock the chair wheels and bend over as low as you can, covering your neck and head. If you're not in the tsunami zone, then drop, cover, and hold on is all you have to think about on Thursday. If you are in the tsunami zone, however, remember that a long earthquake means that a tsunami could arrive in as little as 10 minutes. Shakeout is a good opportunity to make sure you know how to get to high ground quickly. You can even add in a tsunami evacuation drill to the shakeout. That's exactly what schools do that are in the tsunami zone. So take this opportunity to practice for earthquakes and tsunamis this Thursday at 10:18 in the morning. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.